Happy welcome to this brand new podcast series called The Campaign Room, in which I invite the most iconic leaders of this industry to creative direct one of their next big steps. Because I was thinking about how could I make my work, my zone of genius, more tangible, and this is the perfect way. When you can play the fly on the wall while we create the most stunning campaigns the online space has ever seen. And in this very first episode, I had the pleasure to welcome one of the most amazing women I had met in 2025. It's Irene Veronica. She's a creative director, visual storyteller, known for creating high-end luxury photo and brand experiences, and her work is just stunning. And now in this episode, we talk about one of her next big moves and create a campaign around that the online space has never seen before. And I wish you the most fun while listening to this episode, because we had a lot of fun. And one small addition, if you listen now to this episode and you have the feeling, oh no, I really want to do that with Ramona. I want to give her my offer, my next signature offer, my next big swing, and I want to talk with her about what is possible for me, what campaign we could create, then just hit me a DM on Instagram. I have a few spots available for doing exactly that in the upcoming weeks. So let's chat and see what's possible. But now let's go. Have fun with this episode. We all love that sound. But what we love even more is when it becomes the standard. Clean, consistent, every single day, without losing yourself in a business that looks successful on the outside but feels empty on the inside. This isn't about building something profitable that drains you. This is about building something that lasts. With full body conviction, with presence, with this is exactly where I belong energy. By architecting a brand that holds cult status. A brand that works for you even when you're not pushing, posting, or proving. A brand that doesn't convince, it commands. Welcome to Cult Status, the podcast for global coaching leaders and creative visionaries that turn their brands into cult-like companies. I'm Ramona Ochsenbauer, creative director, brand architect, and the woman behind cult-like productions and cinematic brands that turn attention into obsession. You're not here to play safe. You're not here for compromises. You're here to build a world people want to belong to and to ride the rules as you go. So fasten your seatbelt, because this is where brands stop being content and start becoming culture. Irene, I'm beyond excited to have you on that call today or on that podcast episode as my guest, because I'm so excited for all the things you bring to that episode, and then also all the things we're going to create in the creative direction part for the next big thing you will focus on in 2026. And I already know a little bit about it. This is why I'm even more excited. But before we dive into it, just give a short introduction. Who are you? Who are you serving? Who are your clients? What does your brand stand for?
Yeah, thank you for having me so much, Ramona. Very excited to be here as well, too. So my name is Irene Veronica over on Instagram. And I work with women in brand expression by way of creative and edgy photo shoots that really bring out a woman's identity. Because I believe that we are CEOs, before we are multi seven-figure leaders of our big movement, you are a woman. And as a woman, you get to express these different parts of yourself and tie that into your brand. Because yes, we do it. I do photo shoots for high-level women, and we create the brand strategy around these photo shoots. And it's not just a photo shoot, it's also an experience to expand your identity through expression. When it comes to style, through your body expression, it's not posing, it's body expression. Through the environment that you're in, there's a time and place for a photo shoot studio edit where we're really focusing on the, like, you are the statement piece. You know, if we're in a studio, it's like, Ramona, you are the listener, you are the statement piece. What story are we telling through your body, through your face, and through your style? And then there is the outside, where you get to be the wild, buck wild version of yourself and do things that feel edgy, that feel scary, Because you reach a point in business and where you've done all the shoots, you've done the strategic, the very strategic for an offer. And while we still do that, you also get to do a photo shoot to play into your expression for identity. Because there's something to be said about a woman that will book a, for example, we just had the beautiful yacht edit. And all in, when you think about the traveling, the booking out the day, the buying the style, we're looking at 9, 10K on the whim for someone that decided to do this. And that's a statement as it is. It's almost like, I didn't plan to do a photo shoot, but then there was a yacht. So we did this photo shoot. And my brand stands for bold self-expression. And that doesn't mean that bold has to be loud. It can be quiet too.
I love that.
And to wrap that one piece up, I believe that for a personal brand to be fully iconic, a woman needs to feel, she needs to feel excited and willing to share her contrast, the juxtaposition between the power and the soft, the fire and the sweet, the curated luxury and the humble human in a curated way as well. And I think that that's where the power really is.
Oh, wow. Wow. I love this so much. And I also know your work. So I know that this is not just words. You do that. You do that for women. And I love this so much. And this is why I invited you to the podcast, because I know we can create so much magic, and also that so many women need to go or need to jump into your world because it's just beautiful. And so, what are we going to focus on today? What is the offer, the next big thing that just deserves the big entrance into the market?
Yeah, so there's a couple different things I'm working on right now, and it's the edits. Like, I have really loved the yacht edit, this the group side of it. And Ramona, you experienced this with me, the very specific customization when it comes to the woman and the specific brand. So it's also these private and custom edits that are really curated to one specific brand. For example, I have this one that there's some people in mind that I will present the idea to. It's called the Diamond Edit. Now I'm doing some things that I need to do behind the scenes because I require companies and this things that I don't want to fully dive into yet. But imagine, well, it's going to be obvious right now. Imagine a diamond edit where you're guaranteed, I will never do this again for at least a year. It will never be done again. And you are dripping in, let's say, $500,000 worth of diamonds, maybe $1 million. I have people in the jewelry world, where there's this very curated, we dive into style. It's like you're the only one that has this fucking diamond edit. Hello,
Wow.
hello. And we tie in all the pieces. So the specific offer are edits, but I am really blowing up these private custom edits for now, because while I love the group, there's something, this luxury feel when it's one, when
Yeah.
it's two, when it's just for you.
It's just for
And
you. You're in the spotlight. You're like the celebrity coming to the set, and everything is like just wrapped up for you.
I think, you can't see me in the podcast, but there's something to be said about you're hot, Ramona. The listeners are hot. I'm hot. Like, we're hot humans, like physically hot. And I was thinking about this before our podcast. I'm like, you know what? There's something to be said about like us, both of us, right? About a hot woman who, of course, we're in the spotlight. We love it. We're meant for that as well. However, I want to highlight other women's hotness. A hot woman that wants to bring out the hotness in somebody else, highlight your hotness. Sign me up. Sign me up. So the offers are edits as a whole, but these customized, very luxe, high-end edits. And I think as a your listeners as well, but as a high-level woman yourself, like I know you know what I mean, this exclusivity.
So when you think about these customized high-end edits, before we go into like the different topics or how they could look like in a way of like the diamond or something else, What do you want the woman before she decides the topic? We don't know what the topic is, but what do you want a woman who decides, I want to do that? Customized, high-end edit with Irene. I just hit the button. What do you want her to feel?
Excited. Excited, alive. Excited, alive in the business, alive in the photo shoot. This feeling where you wake up in the morning, that's all you think about. You want to shop for it. You want to practice your posing. You want to try on the clothes. And you start embodying that version of her right away because there's just this excitement. There's this, sometimes when I like to speak to, when I speak to, okay, what store, it's not necessarily what pose are we doing or what scene are we creating. It's what story are we telling? What part of your expression wants to be seen by you and also by your audience? Who do they need to see? Who are they wanting to feel? Right? Like in this, it's like I believe that in just like there's different buyer types, there's expression types too. When you share a different facet of you, you're going to speak to more women. So I want her to feel this alive and freedom to just book the damn photo shoot because you want to. You want to wear the red poofy dress editorial in the middle of a junkyard and it doesn't make sense, but it makes sense to you. Let's do it.
So you want her to step into her future version in exactly that moment where she makes the
Yes.
decision.
Yes.
I love that.
And where it becomes possible, where it becomes okay. Because I look at like sometimes in photo shoots, of course, there's even when I speak to the identity photo shoots, there's a strategy behind it. There is. But we also, I'm going to go back to what I said a while ago, you get to do them for fun because your audience is watching and it takes some courage. It takes balls for a woman to step into this expression that maybe there's a movie star that you see in a certain outfit or look. You're like, I want to do that. Or there's a childhood memory of a costume that you can make into adult and make it make sense. Anything can, we can make it make sense.
I love that. I love that so much. So what would you say when you have that woman? She kind of is on the edge on her seat and she observes you since like months. She knows, okay, there comes this point when I want to work with Irene. And then you pull out this exact edit, like for example, the diamond edit. And she's like, oh my God, I want to have that. I want to be that woman. What would she say? What she is in the moment she makes that decision. Like, is she the craziest person on earth? Is she like someone who does bold things? How would she describe herself with making this decision?
Okay, well, that's a good question. That's a beautiful angle to look at that from. She's already done a lot of photo shoots. She's already done them. She's already done the big dress. She's already done the suit. She's done the studio. She's done outside. She's done a lot. And she's not bored by way of like, in a mood, she's feeling bored. She just like, meh, nothing excites her by way of, let me go book that shoot right now. There's just a complacency. And it's not top of mind because there's nothing quite exciting. I've done photo shoots. I don't need one. It's not a need, it's a want. And it's a want, and it's a because I can. It's because I'm going to be the only one to do that. It's because holy fuck, nobody's here. It is. Nobody's doing that. I'm going to be the first one to do it.
Nobody's
Right?
doing that.
Yeah, nobody's doing that photo shoot. And it's like, so another one that I have, I was like, which one should I talk about today? The diamond edit, but I also have, I'm going to share one more and maybe we can have a little riff and see which direction we go. Now, I'm calling it this, but it may not be this location. It's still in creation, but I'm calling it Dubai edit. Now, I may not be in Dubai because there's a lot of moving parts for that and a lot of planning, but we'll see. But the idea of the Dubai edit is, again, how I said earlier, when a woman can play into the contrast, the juxtaposition, I have this vision. It's a very special type of woman who would want to do this. The sand dunes. It's a sand dunes in the sand on a four-wheeler, but wearing the fancy dress. So it's an editorial. It's that juxtaposition. It's the editorial, the look. You can't see me in the podcast, but there's a pose, the look, the gaze, the sharp look. And then standing, like holding the handlebars. bold and edgy, and the dress is flying in the wind, in the sand. It's like, wait, what's happening here?
Yeah.
That girl has courage. She has balls to do that. What's happening?
I love that. I love that. Before we decide which one of these two edits we are going to dive into, I would like to focus on the edits itself or themselves, like the customized high-end edits, because I have two ideas. They come together. So what I would do, I would position these edits as haute couture. I would focus so much on the fact that you will do this diamond edit in 2026 one time. So she's gonna be the only one wearing this edit. She's gonna be the only one who has this kind of photos with this kind of videos. She's gonna be the only one that shines in that way. There is no other woman who does that. And then also, I just got chills.
Me too.
The first time you do this diamond edit, because when you do it in 2027, 2028, I know you will kind of bring in new facets, so it's gonna be a little different, but people will always remember she was the first one doing the diamond edit. So that every single edit that comes after this, of course, we need another angle in 27 and 28, but for now, every woman that does something like this afterwards will think of her because she was the first one. She was paving the path. She was the first one so that people, when they think about edits, about diamonds, they think about her. And this is a huge thing. And then also to underline this, the second idea, I would create a membership. Something where people have like a subscription, they pay $50 per month, and they are the first ones to know when a new edit comes up, so that they are on the first line. They are the ones who can get that before you make it official. So there you have like these high-end women who just want to have the access, who want to have the opportunity, and they get to know firsthand when something new is coming up. And then you can, I think, like 50% of the edits you will sell behind the scenes before they even get to see the light.
I love that. I never thought about that membership, because I would, because really, especially when there's the one, because I still love the group, like the, yeah, I still love that a lot. There's a beautiful magic to that too. But even that, we're talking, I mean, even on the yacht, I could have had 13 women on there. I chose to do seven. I was like, no, seven sounds like it just with space and with everything,
It
like I
was
just want
perfect.
seven. Yeah.
And this is so good because you have like this front row feeling like this. I have early access. I'm someone who is special, and especially with the women you want to attract, they gladly pay for that because they don't want to be with their attention all the time seeking for opportunities. They want to have the opportunities brought to them so that they can lean back. They pay the money to just can so that they le can lean back, and they know they always get the best from the best at first.
Oh my gosh. That's good. That's good.
I love that.
Yeah, that's good. My wheels are turning with that. That's really good.
And it's gonna be so huge. It can be something you can when we think long term, I wouldn't do it like with the first drop, but you can then have tiers inside of that so that you have like the ultra top tier who get to know everything, and then there are the people who only get to know the group things, and then there are the people who only get to know like the private things, so that you then have also different tiers, and then you can have also the edits can have different tiers. There are the edits which are like they are not like for the mass market, but they are when you think in the fashion world, they are like not the haute couture, but they are. There's a limited edition, like there are five of these, and there are five spots. It's also like customized, high end, also private, but there are five people that get kind of a similar vibe. And then you have like the ultra individual customized things. You can do so many things.
I love that you brought in the fashion example, because I was thinking about this the other day. I'm like, it's like a designer with different lines.
Yeah.
You know, like
Yeah.
different, and how I was speaking to actually, well, you gave me the idea right now for the with the yeah edits, but an expression for a brand. It's like
Yeah.
how cause I lead with feminine expression, sharing different parts of the facets of the woman. So even
Yeah.
in the edit, we're bringing out another expression, just like same designer, that's you, the woman, with different lines, different seasons.
Yes. And what you can do then, I'm so visual. I think you are as well. So for me, it's like when you talk about the different lines, because you made that movement, I think about different colors. Each line has a different color. And then you have like this graphic where you have like the blue, the red, the yellow, the green, the purple. And then people can just have it all. You can have like a
Oh my
package where
God.
they just can grab the lines for all 2026. And they don't
Yeah.
have to think about it. They are
Oh
just
my
in.
gosh. Yep. Yep. I love that. That's so clear. I the way you line that out, it just seems so clear. I can see the easy flow of it.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. It's already so great idea. So before we just dive too deep into that and just lose ourselves
It'd be so easy
literally.
too. It is.
I think we could talk to each other like 5 or 6 hours straight and just have even more ideas. But if we want to decide for one edit to dive deeper into that, would it be the diamond edit or the Dubai edit or maybe a third one?
I'm gonna go with maybe a third one.
I'm not surprised.
What made you say a third one? Because the moment I started talking about Dubai, I was like, shit, I should have talked about the other one instead. But it's actually very similar. Oh, I'm hot in here now. Got me laughing. It's very similar to Dubai edit. I live in Las Vegas. So it's the same theme. It's the same idea. I live in Las Vegas and I have so many resources here in Las Vegas as well. And I do have a dry lake bed where I can get the vibe that I explained to you from the Dubai edit. I can get that same vibe here in Vegas and this very open, beautiful flat bed. Beautiful. So same vibe, right? And in this edit could be private, like a one and or a small group. I also in that edit, there's like a mix. So we have the photo shoot, the luxe side of it, as well as podcast vibes. So there's a this podcast studio that I work with out here that I'm gonna be filming a lot more at. But so now we get the day of the luxe, like the yeah at that high end, and then we also have the podcast side of it too, where whether you have a podcast or not, there's the very beautiful studio look of podcast, right? Where we go do some talking to head, talking to camera, so it's a whole it that's a whole experience in itself. So same idea, Dubai edit. Let's call it Las Vegas edit for now, or I don't know. There's got to be a different name because, but where it's both.
Yeah. I love that because with Vegas, you can do so much more. That's kind of obvious with the casinos and stuff like that, what people would expect. But I think you could do something where people, because calling it the Vegas edit wouldn't be that bad, I think. I think it would be the obvious thing to do.
Right.
And this is why the brain always talks us out of it because we think, okay, we need to have something that is more fancy. But when we think about Las Vegas, people, especially people who don't live there, they have like a certain imagination how it is and what it looks like and what people are doing there. And then breaking this up, not just going into the casinos, you can do that, of course, but just doing something entirely different that people wouldn't expect from Las Vegas is also something that is super cool in terms of just disrupting. And therefore, you could also do, when you said podcast, of course, the podcast studio is great. And I can imagine that it is beautiful when you chose it. But I also was thinking about, how great would it be to record podcast episodes in the desert so that people
Oh,
wouldn't expect that? You have to have a day that is not windy, of course, but to, or maybe just to, maybe you can record the audio inside the studio, but then you have a few images where people have like this built-up podcast studio in the middle of
oh
the
my
desert.
gosh,
I think just playing with the contrasts you were talking about would be so great. And then also, no, Another idea. Another
Give me.
idea. Because as
Oh,
you are in
you.
Vegas, I would do the Las Vegas edit. If you name it like that or not, it doesn't matter. I would create a whole campaign around it with you as the main character so that you do these crazy things in the Vegas desert where you build up that podcast studio. It doesn't have to record, but you have like these images. So people see it, they feel it, they see the contrast, they see like these dualities playing with each other. And then you have like these things that are, you put yourself in settings that don't make sense. Like I think about the
Yeah.
steak you were eating in the Chanel dress,
I
stuff
was
like
just
that.
thinking about that. Yeah, that's
Yeah.
that juxtaposition that that I'm talking about. Like she's comfortable and safe in the contrast.
Yeah, right. And then you could make the Vegas edit. You could create something there with the vibe of we're bringing things together that don't make sense. I think I know we talked about that for my yacht edit before while we prepared for that I love doing things that don't make sense to other people, but
Oh,
that
you
have
get me so
such a
much.
through line, yeah, such a red thread
Right.
that has a strong message, so they make sense when people see it. And you
Yeah.
could create with the campaign you create around that edit, you can show your weirdness, which I adore. You could
Yeah.
show people how your brain works, how out of the box you think, then also what is possible, what it could
Yeah.
look like, and then also they see how it looks like in real action. I also think about it's just playing with ideas because I know you can make so much out of it. When we think about the podcast in the desert, it doesn't have to be that, but let's play with this idea. I'd love to create something for you, or that you create something that is this like production. People see the result. You are on the podcast studio, or with the podcast in the desert, or with the steak and the Chanel, and then the whole scene breaks up, and you see the people who are with the video camera. You see the people who like do
Oh
the
my God.
direction, so that you see, okay, this was a scene, it was part of a
It's
movie,
just,
and then it all breaks up when as you see the behind the scenes.
I got the chills. I got so it's almost like there could be, let's say a black fake wall or something, you know, like
Yeah.
a three sides of the wind, and actually
Yeah.
record or talk. And then
Yeah.
it breaks down, and then you see the
Yeah.
desert and then the team.
I love. Oh, yeah.
Oh my
Yes, and this is such a strong storyline because you are the main character in that moment. People see then themselves, okay, how would it look like? How would it feel like if I could create something with Irene like that for myself? And then you make the step from, okay, I could imagine how the result could look like, then to, oh wow, and this is how it looks like when I'm actually there. And then they see themselves on that edit day.
Oh my goodness. I see that. I see it. I see the whole production too.
Yeah.
Oh
I love that. And this is something you can then when you find a good way to do that, you can do that in so many different settings. This is something that could like go like a red thread through everything you're doing. That they always see on the one hand the result and then also the behind the scenes, because this is then also something
yeah.
when you do like this customized high-end edits. And when I would be the client, I would be totally up to if you would ask me, hey, I'm gifting you like 2 hours more. We do also this. If we take 30 minutes of these 2 hours or of these 1 hour or these 90 minutes, where we do like the behind the scenes, which then I can use for my marketing. So then
Yes.
you
Oh
can
my gosh,
have
Anna.
this rolling campaign.
Wow.
Love it so much. So
Oh
good.
my gosh, I do too. Yeah, and the way you piece together, because sharing BTS has always been something that I've loved to do. I like watching it, and
Yeah.
I've known just for a long since I started my business years ago that the way I create things in the beginning is a very fun, like different. It's just different the way our a creative brain thinks. Yours is the same way too.
Yeah.
And just I don't know if you're following the yacht edit when I was sharing all the BTS like the days before, that comes natural. So by you putting that together like that in a very curated way, but still it's natural, feels good. That is
Yeah, and
good.
then okay, ideas are exploding. Then you could create like a series around the edits so that they follow you around. Not a vlogging style, but that you, or it can be like a vlogging style, but I would do it cinematic. I would do it high end so that people then have to get or get to have a glance behind the curtain. And then you could use like these snippets where you break out the scene. Use that to sell them on the behind the scenes series, and the behind the scenes series is the guarantee for them to joining the edit. And then you
Oh
can
my
have
God.
simultaneously have the greater campaign for the edits themselves, like the topic wise, you have the diamond edit, you have Dubai edit, because you can create a campaign for each of those, which then
Right.
come together to this big picture. And I would do something. And I'm revealing a little secret right now, not the fullest to the fullest, but I will do something with red envelopes. I don't know, when I was in Florida, I had a bunch of red envelopes with me. Some people already saw me with them, and I also posted a bunch of things, but there will be something that is even greater. And with all the things I'm creating right now, with reels, productions, things I'm posting online, which are video based and kind of belong to the secret behind the red envelopes, I always have a red envelope in each of these videos. It doesn't do anything specific. It's just in the background. It's lying on a table, but people will recognize it. And I would develop or choose an element that runs through everything you do for the edits. Like there is this one symbol, this one element that runs through everything you are doing. It's so good. I love it. I
Like on
just
podcast,
see your
they can't
mind
see our.
like going like that.
Yeah, the podcast can't, they won't know, but like my wheels are turning, my eyes are
Yeah.
like, holy shit, let's get off. I gotta go take notes. I gotta go create right now. That is just so good, Ramona.
I love it so much. So we're already running out of time, so it's perfect. You just can go jump out of the call and then just write down all the ideas. And I also will send you over the recording if you want to, so that you don't have to wait until now when everyone else is listening
Where did
to
the time go?
it.
I'm serious. Where did
It's
the
just
time go?
flying. When you're inside your zone of genius, it's just flying. So I have two more questions for you, with which we can close then. So question number one, with all the things we're talking about, what when you think about the edits, these campaigns, the ideas we just created, what are you most excited about?
That podcast studio in the desert. My brain is already ordering things on Amazon to play with and look at a Pexi glass to break it and get the studio, get the out take. It, that thing, like I, whether it becomes a thing or not, I'm pretty determined to try it. I don't care what it looks like. If it's a fail, it won't be a fail because I'll learn something. But that, when you said that, I was like, because that is aligned with the juxtaposition that I love to speak about.
I love that. I can't wait to see that come to life. I just can't wait. And the second question, if someone is listening, and I know there are a bunch of women who are listening and are like, okay, who is Irene? I need to work with her. I need to get these diamond edit or this Dubai edit, or I need to get into this membership where she tells me when I can just jump
A
into the
membership
edit.
too,
Yeah, how do they reach you?
yeah. Instagram is my home. So Instagram is my home. Fine. Come over and if you listen, when you listen to the podcast, come over, say hi. Tell me you listen to it. Share a creative idea that came up for you while listening, because I know people are going to listen to this and be like, oh my God, this for them too. And tell me what you loved about it and just come say hi. You know, I'm speaking and selling the edits, whatnot right now, but I do have intensives or we plan brand shoots where I'm not present with you because there's a method to the madness of creativity when I create with somebody for their brand.
I love that so much. Irene is great. I was attending her Yacht Edit, the group edit in last November, and it was just great. It was amazing. And yeah, do you have anything else you want to share, something you want to have the people who are listening to know so that we can like end with a big bold statement with a okay, I need to do this. Like the people are like excited. Okay, let's go into the implementation.
It's, I'm going to bring it back to self-expression as a woman. You got one life. You got one life. You did not start a business, start a brand to be boring or create photo shoots that quote, you think only makes sense. You can make it make sense. Book the shoot, buy the dress, look hot, be hot, feel hot, and let's get it on camera. It's about moments caught on camera. Let's have some fun in 2026.
Wow, I love that so much. What a statement to end with. Irene, it was such a pleasure. It was so exciting. I'm so pumped to see everything coming to life, and I loved having you on the podcast.
Thank you for having me, and thank you for listening, everybody.
I love that. How do you
It
feel?
was so good, Ramona, your brain. Oh my God. Oh my God. Whoa, that podcast. I gotta try it. I'm like determined. I mean, I have a lot moving right now, but I'm already visually, I mean, mentally going to, okay, is it gonna be a clear glass or a black glass? How am I gonna do this?
I love it. I love it so much. I just can see like the visuals in front of my eyes. I always have like this movie running inside of my head. And I just see you in the desert with the podcast, then the things falling down, and it's just wow.
I'm like, even if it's for a photo shoot, I want that. Whatever, if it works or not, I want that.
I love it. I love it so much.
Thank you for that. So good. Your brain is so creative, but not just creative, like the strategic, bringing that out together too. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
As was my pleasure. I had so much fun, and I knew we would have fun if we were doing this.
Yeah, I knew it too. I'd just everything and watching you at the speak at the Freedom Queen Live, the round table and everything, just like following your what you do. Like, yeah, this is gonna be a good time. Thank you. Thank you for letting me peek into your brain.
It was my pleasure. I just had so much fun, and I really want to bring forward that's podcast series because I really know that people have not no idea, but not that big of an idea how my brain actually works. And this is the perfect way to showcase it.
Is this a new podcast you're launching?
No, it's an I was running it in German. I already have a bunch of English speaking podcast episodes on. So if you want to listen to it, it's the Cult Status podcast. And now we are gonna run like this guest speaking episodes like a campaign. So I will have the team send you an email what we need from you for the show notes and also like a photo for the graphics. And then I will create like this, not like a summit. Or you can imagine that like people would market a summit where you have different people. Like I really want to create it like a series so that people have the feeling of, okay, these are like this is the cast of this podcast series. And then is Irene. And then there is another woman and another woman. And so that people really want to binge hear or binge listen to all these episodes.
And you know what I love about your podcast? You have a moment? Do you have a couple minutes? Yeah, what I love about this is that you are not coaching, but like opening your brain to not just it is a conversation, obviously, but you're opening your brain to it's not coaching, but sharing your creativity, essentially like doing your magic. You know, like I feel like I should have paid for that. I feel like it was a session of paying for an intensive with you. I know that's like a little snippet, but I think that that's really cool. I didn't know it was going to be like that. And I think that's really cool. It's different because it also going to show off our work, you know, your brain. You nailed it. You nailed it.
And I love this format, and I love that I had this idea because it's so great because I can give you and every other woman, I can give the stage not only to be in the podcast, but also the stage for the offer itself because we talked 30 minutes straight or 35 minutes about your offer, which is great. And then also without me needing to pitch my offer or to talk about my offer, I can showcase my work at the same time. So it's like win-win-win-win-win.
I mean, the whole time on the call, I'm like, she's the one to help me bring this to life. And with what you do, the productions. And then the whole time, I'm like, okay, maybe I could make Costa Rica. Maybe I can ask, my brain is on this end as well. I'm sure the viewer, the listeners are going to be the same way too. So good. So good.
Yeah, I love it so much to have you. It was so much fun.
Thank you for having me. It was fun.
It was my pleasure.